Yeah. And Dana, that's not an executive question. I'd still like an answer is, could the city have, at the time back in November, chosen a fewer number of zonings than that had been defensive?
I believe yes.
Because I think that's what Councilmember Ingram has said. And I wish to God that we'd done that.
But, you know, I do think that that was the purpose of all your planning commission meetings and your public hearings, and I actually wasn't present for a lot of those, so I'm not sure how you decided on where to zone these businesses. But, you know, you vetted it, and you discussed it, and you voted on it, and that's what you came up with. And I don't think we had much discussion about, you know, can you or can you not restrict
We had to, or
remember, the climate then was pre Attorney General.
And some of us,
but we knew that was coming, but they still got rammed forward. That's what at least two of us pissed off about. Is we just wanted to wait till he made his decision. I frankly thought it would have gone the other way from a Liberal Democrat, but we just got damn the torpedoes, and here, this is why we're back here.
Well, there was some.
If we could have just held off a little bit, we could have discussed it a little bit more. There was no need to be that fast to push this through, in my opinion.
And I put it this way. I've many times been disappointed with council, but I've never been angry with council except at that time. And I just thought, could have waited a few weeks. And, Yura even tells us in staff report that council has every right to consider this in light of the Attorney General's decision. But now we're stuck because we've got what we got. So we got
Councilperson Goodrich and then Councilperson Hansen next. So Councilperson Goodrich.
When the Attorney General came out with his ruling, I thought, we screwed up. And we needed to make some changes. And I talked to Councilmember Olson and Councilmember Butchler and kind of voiced my opinion that maybe we need to revisit this. But since then, thinking about it, and I've talked to several people, Higgins and stuff that I've run into, I say, what do you think about a marijuana retail store on Main Street? No. If I go, but we have bars on Main Street. Oh, that's right. We have a tobacco shop on Main Street. Oh, that's right. We have a liquor store in Costcutter Center. Oh. And so it seems like, the initial knee-jerk reaction, which is kind of what I had, was, we need to pull back, get more restrictive. But as I've talked to a lot of people, that's kind of the same thing I get from them. Their initial thing is, no, I'm still struggling with it because it is still a federal, crime. But the more I've kind of looked at this and things, I am leaning toward just leaving it the way we are, especially in light of the fact that we had the locations that are being proposed for retail are not in our Main Street corridor, so I'm a little more feel comfortable with what we got.
City clerk first.
I just want to say, just so that there's no confusion, and the mayor won't like this because he wants to make it very clear that this is onerous on staff and a bad idea, but there is still absolutely nothing preventing a council majority from changing what we have. So if a council majority wants to, you can absolutely change this based on, I believe, the legal advice you have received.
I don't think you're
interested. I just wanted to.
I think it's still the same count as it was.
I just wanted to make that clear that no one is. I mean, it's a council decision.
Yes, yeah.
Councilperson Hansen?
I'd like to move that we follow our city attorney's advice and leave the ordinance alone.
Second.
Okay, been moved and seconded. Roll call vote. All in favor.
Those in favor of leaving the ordinance as is, Councilmember Watson?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Olson?
No.
Councilmember Ingram?
Aye.
Councilmember Mutchler?
Nay.
Councilmember Birch?
Aye.
Councilmember Goodrich?
Aye.
Approved 5-2.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.